You know, failure to keep any part of the Jewish law convicted the Jew of sin. Why do they have Yom Kippur? To acknowledge that they are sinners, right? For everyone else, the failure to obey our conscience, which demands that we do good and avoid evil, that convicts us of sin. And as Paul says elsewhere, that makes us slaves of sin. We do, as he said at one point, we do what we would rather not do, but we can't seem to do the thing we want to do. We all have that experience. But Christ was born and later offered his life on the cross to free us from sin, allowing us to become God's children and heirs of the kingdom. This is all kind of tied in together, but we're no longer slaves. We're no longer just doing what the master wants. We're children in the family. We belong there, right? Even if we are mired in sin, we should never lose hope. God can bring us out of it if we have the humility and trust to call upon him. Paul himself was a blatant sinner who hated the Gentiles and those Jews who had recognized Jesus as the Messiah. And he had many of them jailed and put to death. But God turned him around, forgave him, and made him the greatest missionary of the first century. In principle, Christ has freed us all from sin. We just have to let our attitude and our behavior catch up with his gift. My brothers and sisters, in these ways, the incarnation of the Son of God has brought us great benefits in this life and the promise of far greater blessings in heaven. Christmas displays God's love for all to see and points us confidently toward eternity, like Mary, who reflected in her heart on the amazing gift of her son and what that meant for the people. We should reflect often on what God's amazing gift has done for us.